This podcast is sponsored by Podbean. Podbean is the easiest way to create your own podcast. We use Podbean to host Art in Heart and The Yetta Radio. Download the free Podbean podcast app to start, record, and publish your very own podcast in minutes. Podbean provides everything you need to run your podcast, and you can record and publish episodes directly from the app on your phone. Download the free Podbean app today. That's Podbean, P-O-D-B-E-A-N. Head on over to Podbean at www.podbean.com and use the code, the special code, podcast21, all joined together. Podcast21 for your first 30 days of podcast hosting for free. Check it out. So Podbean is on Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Podbean.com or Podbean, just plain Podbean. And you can check it out, my own social media. VIP dossier or silviadosantos.net, my website where you find the social media. But Google Silvia Dos Santos, Art in Heart podcast, or VIP dossier, whatever you want, I'm there. On Tumblr, TikTok, MySpace, Facebook, Instagram, you name it, I'm on it. So I picked like 4 songs from the 16 hit songs that I chose for these 4 shows that I'm doing to celebrate Podcast of the Week, Art in Heart. My podcast is the Podcast of the Week on Podbean app. So I chose other 4 songs from the playlist of 16 greatest hits by INXS. Could be any band. I chose INXS because I like INXS as well, and Michael Hutchence, the lead singer. So I hope you like too. And the subjects were the main success on the other shows. Seinfeld TV show, if you know what it is, and Are You Strong Enough to Be Alone is the subject that I think almost all followers wanted to speak about from their experience, and stuff we buy online, like miscellaneous stuff, you know, stuff we buy online that you didn't enjoy or didn't receive at your home address, you know. These are safe subjects, but you can talk whatever you want, as long as respectful, not defamatory or harassing or obscene or racist content, or you know, that is all prohibited. Thank you. I'm Portuguese, so you have to understand that my main language is not English. So that's my second language. So bear with me. So just be respectful, and Podbean will allow us to talk on the phone for free on my show. This is the third of a string of 4 shows, live chats, whatever you want to call it. So you can call for free or do like the most of us, the most of you, more exactly. You write a message on the chat and you can chat with everyone or just me, whatever. I'm a little bit rusty today, so if you find me coughing or drinking tea, or I sincerely hope you understand. I'm a little bit with a cold, but I'll get better. So thank you for keeping me company, and I hope you enjoy. Let's start the show, shall we?
All fails and mistakes, streets are blue. I'm in love. That chill divine, some silken moment goes on forever, and
and we're leaving broken hearts behind.
And by the way, my name is Silvia Dos Santos, your host, and this is In Excess, Mystify, one of my favorite songs, one of the four songs I chose for today to keep us company in this chit-chat with you.
Perfection, some twisted selection that tangles me to keep me alive in all that exists, but none has your beauty. I see your face and I will survive.
I'm sharing the link of the live chat today because I have to be online, the live streaming, to share the show with all of you. So I'm reading all the messages. I'm waiting on your call. I prefer to read messages while I'm speaking on the phone with somebody. But, you know, I have stuff to read here. So if you can't call for any reason, just write on the message and I'm reading all the messages, okay? A little bit more music to entertain you, to look at you, but I want to listen to your voice.
Got you, and that bugs me so good. Find me tonight to look at you.
Now we're listening to Baby Don't Cry. So keep on writing your messages, and I'm just sharing the link with the whole wide world. But please keep sending the messages, and I'll talk about the three subjects. Today I'll say a few fascinating facts about Seinfeld, the TV show. And, you know, let's have some fun together. Are you having fun? I have here some fascinating facts about Seinfeld. It is by far one of my favorite TV shows of all times, if not the very favorite. You know, the favorites, the top three or top five you have is in the first place. So I'm going to pop again this song, Baby Don't Cry, because a few minutes ago I had an issue with the app. But so, as I was saying, and I'm reading what you are writing, so but I really want to listen to your voice and to talk to you directly, but via written messages, it's okay by me. So let's carry on with this. So, the Seinfeld, the original concept of Seinfeld wasn't for an ongoing series, but one-off 90 minutes special titled Stand Up that was set to run for one night only in Saturday Night Live's time slot. So, hello, Mr. Ray, how are you? I'm seeing what you are writing. Do you know, Mr. Ray, tell me something. Do you know Seinfeld, the TV show? Or you are not a fan, because I am a fan. Oh, you are good. I'm good, but I'm a little bit rusty with the voice, you know? I think I caught a cold. But you are going to help me, right? Keeping me company while others arrive to the chat and call the show. But do you know Seinfeld? Yeah? I do, but I didn't watch it much. Okay, but you know, it's online everywhere if you want to catch it. I might warn you, you might get addicted because you have to watch it since the very beginning. You know what I mean? Like, since the very first episode to, and you will know if you will love it or hate it. But give it a try, like at least for a season, the first season, and you'll get hooked, because it's not a humor or a comedy for every brain. I think you have to understand a little bit of Jerry Seinfeld's mind and Larry David's, and I think they are both genius, one in comedy and the other one writes so well. And and all the cast, you know, the actor portrays Costanza. I think it's the main character that I think everyone loves, you know, Mr. Ray. Mr. Ray is speaking to us through the written chat on the chat room. He's one of my favorite listeners, if I can say so. Are you listening to what I'm saying, Mr. Ray? I told you you were one of my favorite listeners. So Seinfeld was never pitched as a show about nothing. So I'm catching here some info. Oh, thanks, Mr. Ray is thanking me. Thank you. No, thank you, Mr. Ray. You are very nice. And you are keeping me company in almost every show I do. So I thank you a lot. You are very faithful to my show, I think. I'm just saying, I'm trying to find some curiosities, you know, about Seinfeld. One day I'll go to America and I'll say, oh yeah, Kramer. Mr. Ray, you're talking about Kramer. You know, I love all the characters. I think that if the show didn't have the Elaine character, or even I'm having a blank here. The male guy, Newman. Even if it didn't have Newman, Elaine, Kramer, you know, George. It wouldn't be full, you know, the show wouldn't be what it is. It has to have all the characters, right? It has to have Elaine, Kramer, George, and Jerry. And Tom's restaurant, you know, the restaurant where they shoot, I'm going to tell... the song, I love Susan Vega. Do you remember Susan Vega? No, I'm not going to put the song, but it's just a curiosity. In 1981, my year, you know, I was born in 1981, Mr. Ray. And and Susan Vega released the song Tom's Diner because of, you know, it was already a restaurant that, you know, had its fans. So, and Seinfeld, Kramer, oh yeah. And you know Kramer, you were talking about the goofy guy, you're right. So to all the listeners listening to the show, I like the tall, goofy guy on that show. Mr. Ray wrote on the chat room, I like the tall, goofy guy on that show. He's genius, you know? He's a genius. So he was originally named Kessler, Mr. Ray. I think it wouldn't work out. So the name, it has to be really, you know, with a good sound, right? Kessler wasn't meant to be. Don't you agree with me? I think it's way better. Kramer, because Kramer, it sticks in your mind, right? In your brain, in your memory, the name. And I still watch the show till today, and you have no idea. I've seen all the seasons on repeat for a lot of years. I guess I'm a little bit Seinfeld maniac, but I have a friend who's a podcaster as well, and I met him through Kramer Seinfeld group, you know, and I don't know, it's something. I think either you are a true fan, you know, Mr. Ray. Either you are a true fan or you hate that show. You can't love it on a half, you know. You either love it or you hate it, and I really love it. And I really love a good show that is well written and with a good script, with a great mind behind it, right? A great brain to write the scripts and, you know, to produce and everything. And a great cast. If you don't have a great cast on a TV show, I think that Sex in the City, you know Sex in the City, Mr. Ray, I'll wait for your answer. And while I wait for your answer, I asked you if you know the TV show Sex in the City with Carrie Bradshaw, the character of Sarah Jessica Parker. It's one of my favorites as well. And Mr. Ray, for all the listeners, Mr. Ray is telling me that he likes Kramer, the name Kramer, way better. I agree. You heard it? Oh, yeah. I understand you don't want... Mr. Ray is telling us that he's heard of it, but I have to tell you, you would be hooked, you know, addicted to Sex in the City. It's quite good. I must tell you, I choose very well, you know. I don't have a lot of time to watch TV, and especially nowadays, but let me tell you something. I choose the very best shows. Because I don't have a lot of time, what I do is I choose the really good ones, you know? So when I suggest you something, you can watch it and you know you'll like it. Because if you like to listen to me, or if you like my show or my episodes, you'll find interesting these shows I'm telling you about, because all of these things made me a little bit of who I am, you know, my information about life, or, you know, I grew up a little bit with these shows, you know, and yeah. So, Mr. Fight was a little bit loud, I'm going to, yeah. So, you know, Mr. Ray, but I have an episode about books if you don't watch TV, Mr. Ray. You can listen to the episode about the books I'm suggesting, and I think you'll like those six books. Yeah. And sooner or later, I'll do, I have here a lot of books to suggest on future shows. Oh yeah, you watch crime shows. Like, oh yeah, I know that one. So Mr. Ray is telling us that he watches crime shows. Me and my husband, Mr. Ray, we watch it too. Crime Investigation and ID. Do you know that channel? I really think you do know. You haven't answered yet, but I think you do know. ID Investigation. It's like on the side of the other channel, Crime Investigation. Like two channels, two main channels about crime, real crimes, and the minds of behind of a crime, or those type of shows that you have to guess who's the killer, right? You like, you see, yeah. So you guys, Mr. Ray is telling me that he knows ID channel, so. And me and my husband, we consider ourselves really clever. And we watch those shows, like you, Mr. Ray, and we try to figure out who's the killer. Do you too, do that as well? With your family or your friends, with your girlfriend or whatever, your loved ones? Yeah, of course, he's telling us. Of course, lol. LOL is laughing loud. So yeah, the first 48 hours, so Mr. Ray is telling us that you're not, people listening to the show are not seeing what you are writing, Mr. Ray, so I have to almost like, I have to translate so people don't think I'm talking to myself. So that could be dangerous territory. So Mr. Ray is telling us from the Crime Investigation channel, he likes to see, to watch the first 48 hours of a crime. And yeah, it gets you a little bit of information about a killer can do the act of killing. The very first 48 hours can be very predictable, or not, but mainly predictable, because you sometimes there are shows with those episodes about the first 48 hours that you like to watch, Mr. Ray. I remember one that I was thinking, of course, it is going to be a murderer here, because a girl starts to hang out with a group, right? In college or something. I'll drink a little bit. So, because my voice is a little bit rusty today because I have a cold, but you know, the very first 48 hours, I remember one episode that she hanged out with a group of friends, and she met a guy, and the guy got obsessed with her. And you're saying to yourself, okay, he's going to kill her. We are seeing here that he's getting obsessed, right? She ain't gonna, how do I put this? Respond to what he wants, so he's going to kill her eventually. Did you think that, Mr. Ray? Just tell me that. I'll put the song a little bit louder here, just because it is a chat written, and I'll put the song just to keep us company, because you are writing in the chat, so I'll wait for your answer.
Understand, I've sympathized for a daydream. Fairy tale, I love you. What is the name to call for a
different... So, do you remember that episode, Mr. Ray? the girl that had the guy obsessed with her, that killed her eventually. Don't you have that idea when you are seeing a show and the first 48 hours, you are seeing that it is what is going to happen to that girl, right? I think that's the main reason why people like to watch that show so much. But it's based on reality, which is scary, right? I'm reading what Mr. Ray is writing, and I'll keep sharing the link, because I didn't share the link enough. I shared the link on Twitter once, so I have to promote this live so that I can talk on the phone with someone today, because most of the people like to write or like to listen but don't speak. So yeah. Oh, I get it, Mr. Ray, yeah. Don't worry. So let's carry on talking about Seinfeld. It's one of my favorite subjects. So the real George Costanza, you know, that was a real George Costanza that sued Seinfeld's creators for $100 million. Well, I didn't know that. So like Kramer, George Costanza was partially named after a real person. Jerry's former friend, Michael Costanza, who sued Seinfeld, Larry David also, and NBC, the channel NBC, for $100 million, claiming that the series had violated his privacy. The court sided with the show's creators, who have always maintained that George is based on co-creator Larry David. In his book, The Real Seinfeld, as told by the real Costanza, Costanza noted, George is bald, I am bald. George is stocky, I am stocky. George and I both went to Queens College with Jerry. George's high school teacher nicknamed him Constanza. So did mine. George had a thing about bathrooms and parking spaces, so do I. So, okay, but get over it, right? Whatever you are, Michael Costanza or something. But, you know, the show is brilliant, so he should be proud to be, like, on the show somehow with the name or based on the character's personality. I don't know, but he should be proud, right? People are take themselves, I think, too seriously sometimes. So Seinfeld's female lead was originally a waitress named Claire. Thank God they chose Elaine, right? To do Elaine, not the actress is not Elaine, but the character. I don't think I would have loved as much if it was a Claire, a waitress Claire. I don't have anything against waitresses, of course, or the name Claire, but I think a girlfriend in Jerry's life, in Jerry Seinfeld's life, a character named Elaine Benes, I think it's way better. It's like Kramer was Kessler, but, you know, they eventually put the name Kramer on and forgot about Kessler. I think Kessler and Claire wouldn't work out to be successful to the show, you know? And here it says, originally the main female character was supposed to be Claire, blah, 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 a waitress at the coffee shop who would offer Jerry and George advice with their coffee. So that very first episode, it appears Claire. I remember that first episode. I've watched all the seasons so many times. So obviously with the break between, I have to forget a little bit about the episodes to watch it again. But honestly, it's one of the shows that makes me feel good. That makes me, if I'm sad for some reason, I have to see Seinfeld. I have to watch Seinfeld somehow, because it makes me laugh. It makes me feel good. Just feel good, relax, you know. And yeah, so I remember that character, and I know that actress, and she is good. But it wouldn't be the same, you know. It would be like just a regular show with the waitress giving, you know, advice to George Costanza and Jerry Seinfeld on the show. But I'm so glad that they went for Elaine Bennis' character. I'm really glad. So Larry David rewrote the scenes to put the actress Julia Louis-Dreyfus as Elaine Bennis. And yeah, thank you for that, Larry David. And you know what? A curious thing. Julia Louis-Dreyfus wasn't aware of that situation with the waitress Claire to be the main character, female character of Seinfeld. So she thought, at least until 2004, that she was the special, you know, she was chosen for a special character in the TV show Seinfeld. But as we know now, she found out in 2004 that they were aiming for a character as a waitress, Claire, to give advice to George Costanza and Jerry Seinfeld. So these are facts and fun facts about Seinfeld, the TV show. And, you know, I love this show so much. But I can talk to you about everything that you want to talk about. I'm just giving these safe safe subjects, you know, just to get the conversation going. But you can talk about whatever you want, and you can call for free. We are celebrating Podcast of the Week on Podbean, Art in Heart, my podcast. But as I told you before, I have a singing channel as well, and that where I sing covers without rehearsal, without microphone, without editing, without embellishment, any embellishment. And thank you for downloading the episodes on both areas, the singing channel, the radio, and Art in Heart podcast. Thank you very much. I'll keep reading your messages, but I'm reading here an article so that I can talk to you about the other subject. Be smart enough to be different, be strong enough to stand alone, like I was talking on the second show. I'm going to read more about it, and I'll talk to you on the chat room. Let's listen to some music, and by INXS, of course. And I really wish, yesterday I had a call just like in the last minutes, but I loved it. That guy from Tennessee or the other guy from India, they are such good listeners, such good talkers and callers. So I love this song, so I'm going to listen for a while I read your messages and I watch you get into the chat. I'll share the link a little bit more because I didn't promote the live stream. I didn't have the time, but I'll do it now while I'm doing the show, of course. And yeah, listen to this song.
That tangles me to keep me alive. In all that exists, when none has your beauty, I see your face, and I will survive.
Article that I told on the second show. Today is the third show of you know, a string of four shows celebrating a podcast of the week. So a very good quote that talks about that subject. A truly strong person does not need the approval of others any more than a lion needs the approval of sheep. So do you agree with that? Talk on the chat between all of you and I'll read what you are writing, because I want to read a little bit more of this article. And let's keep listening to some music, okay?
Got you, and never be so good for me tonight. Got you, and never be so good. We'll be right back.
Still about the subject that one of the three subjects, more safe subjects for this third live show to celebrate being the podcast of the week on Podbean. So I caught a quote that says standing alone is better than standing with people who hurt you. And yeah, it's mindful. I think it is. Yeah, I agree. If you are strong enough to stand alone, standing alone is standing with strength and dignity and a proud, positive way to live as well. Not everyone agrees with that, but I often feel alone sometimes, But I'm with people, so if you don't like to be alone, how the hell are you going to live? You know, everyone feels alone at some point, even when they are in the crowd, you know, because you are your own self, your own individual person, you know, and it's normal to feel that way. But this is a quote by Sue Joliffe that she said, end quote, I'm quoting Sue, I often feel alone, but have learned that it's better than being around people who hurt you. Sometimes through being alone, you find your peace. And when you have peace in your heart, you have the world. So I'm reading your messages, but I'm reading these quotes, so I can't do everything at the same time. So bear with me. And if you're now quoting Luis Quezada, if you're strong enough to stand alone, maybe you should help those who hurt you. They obviously need more, and the reward is a beautiful thing. So yeah, these are good, very good quotes. I'm going to go search for more, because as I told on the first episode, the first show, the first live show, and the second live show, I talked on the phone with amazing people. I talked on the chat via written messages. Okay, but I never got to read what I had here on my books to read to all of you about these three subjects. My throat is a bit rusty today. About the three subjects, right? So I'm catching a little bit of info, curious info about all the three subjects. So let's keep listening to music. And this one, I'm going to put Since the Beginning, because I love this song, Disappear. I told about the three other songs, but I haven't told you about this one. This is called Disappear by INXS, and it's one of my favorites. I'm sure you like INXS. I love INXS as well, but I love other bands as well. I don't like only INXS, you know. I chose this band because they have a lot of greatest hits, so. And to keep us company on the show, I chose four songs from 16, a playlist of 16 songs. So on the third show today is the third show, I chose other four songs. So Mystify, To Look At You, Baby Don't Cry, and Disappear. Let's listen to it, shall we? Can't help it but sing this song. I love this song. Ooh. So don't get me wrong, but I'm not saying we should all be alone, of course. Human beings are supposed to interact and take care of each other, of course. No one can be alone, really alone. But it's life's own design, you know. You may enjoy being alone, and there are plenty you prefer that way anyway, right? But I'm quite sure life is brighter when it's lived with others. Don't you agree? So keep writing on the messages, and I'll keep searching for articles about are you strong enough to be alone? One of the subjects that my listeners most love to talk about. And on the third show today, to celebrate the podcast of the week, Art in Heart, my baby, my Art in Heart podcast is podcast of the week, and I'm so happy. And I wanted to share with all of you who are such good people, such good listeners, and I had to do 4 shows just to celebrate, because first of all, Podbean requires for me to be podcast of the week. They asked for 4 shows, so I thought, I'm recording Tom Cruise episode, I'm recording researching stuff for Bruce Springsteen, Alfred Hitchcock, and other episodes on the run for the future episodes. So I had to do live shows, right? It all works out. So, yeah. So I'm going to keep saying what I have here. I have an article here about one of the subjects today, how to be strong even when you are alone. Here it says, imagine going to work, only to work, and I'm quoting the article now, you interact with your co-workers, but it's only part of the job. Imagine not being able to spend some quality time with your family because of some reason, right? In other words, are you always tired? You simply go to rest straight away whenever you come home or go home. It's not well written. You need just the support of your family and friends, right? And but that's not what I mean. I'm quoting the article about this subject we are talking today, but except other subjects, of course, you know that. So I'm watching you on the messages, talking to each other, but I can't read the article and keep saying what you are writing and sharing the link. You know, I have to do one thing at a time because this can go wrong. So let's keep listening to the song while I search for more ideas on this subject.
And I will survive, mystify me, eternally wild.
To give a shout out to all of these countries who are entering the show. So a shout out to India, to my fellow listeners in India, Portugal, my country, Pakistan, Bangladesh, UK, United Kingdom, Croatia, USA, United States of America, and Egypt, and Nigeria, Colombia, Poland, Zambia, Vietnam, Spain, Russia, Turkey, Tunisia, Philippines, and China. So thank you guys for entering the show from all of these countries. I'll keep reading here what this guy wrote in this article. It's very interesting to talk about this subject, one of the three subjects that I chose for today, for the four shows exactly. Your purpose is all that matters. Have you discovered your life's true path? Have you made big decisions to pursue it? I'm quoting the article, which I find it very interesting. I have a few friends, still quoting, of course, I have a few friends who say outright that the degree that took in university isn't what they really like. They take on other careers, other jobs. We talk about jobs just fine. The jobs could actually be fun, but we don't talk about which degree we took or any credentials we've earned for that matter. Are they happier? I can't say that they are, but I'm sure if they pursued a career that would incarnate their degree, they won't be. Otherwise, they would have pursued it in the first place. So this is a very interesting article that I found online, you know, about this subject. Another thing that this guy is writing is use your energy wisely. I'm going to just pick it up a little bit of what he's writing here on this second area of the article with the title Use Your Energy Wisely, while we're listening to a little bit more music. Okay, I have to rest a little bit my voice. These are four shows, I'm a string of four shows, so I have to rest my voice a little bit and drink water. But I'll read a little bit more of this subject while you write on the messages. I would prefer a phone call. It's free, but you know, I love that you are all entering the show and talking to me, okay?
Yeah.
So use your energy wisely. I read a bit, so this is good stuff, you know, about the subject. So your physical and mental energy, apparently you get them full whenever you wake up in the morning, only to get them drained throughout the day eventually, you know. And as time ticks away, you have only little of that energy. That's the reason why after some 16 hours you sleep. Of course, don't waste your energy on the wrong things. You'll know them if you associate your purpose with every plan you execute. So this is very interesting stuff, right, about this subject. I've read a little bit more and it says, are you mad at someone? Can't you get over the little mistakes you make in your job? Are you anxious about what's going to happen tomorrow? Or redirect that energy to something productive instead? Don't get stuck on any thought or condition you know you can't change or have no too little control over. That's really insightful stuff. It's just as the article, move on, right? Be strong enough to stand alone if you need to. You're so cool. You're all so cool. And these are countries, the countries that entered the show and still are entering or entered in the past since I started the show today. I started a little bit late today because I wasn't sure if I could do the show today because of my sore throat. That's why I'm not reading all the messages. I take screenshots. It's just to save my voice for the last show tomorrow, you know. The last show tomorrow is the fourth show and the fourth live show. So I have to save a little bit of my voice on today's show, third show. So, but I'm reading all the articles about the three subjects. Right now I just have to talk about the third subject, which is all those apps that we buy online, which are the safest ones, you know. And I'm searching right now the safest apps to buy online, so you don't get disappointed. I did get disappointed once or twice. I bought a perfume, I bought like a OTG cable to connect the tablet, you know, and it didn't arrive my home address. I paid for it, and the perfume was very expensive. It's not very expensive, it was a bit. It's like a perfume that it isn't sold on the stores, the typical, you know, stores, on the mall or, you know, the street stores. And it is an old perfume that I always used and I loved, and from Mary Kay, but they stopped doing it. And hi, people who are entering the show. I can't read the longer name, so you have really, you do have to write shorter names, you know, because when I'm online I can't read like code names like PBG, oh hi PBG, hi hello YWX. I can't read that. You have to choose a name, you know, a simple name, a short name. But I'm watching you entering. I know when you create an account, sometimes it's hard to put the name, you know, an alias, but okay. But anyway, tomorrow I hope you get it right and you put a shorter name so that I can talk to you for all the listeners to listen the name that you have. I'm just sad because our time is running out and I'm going to tell about the apps that are safer, to the safest apps. This is the third subject, and just because you are all too shy to call you or don't speak English, but you know English is the main language, universal, and but you know Italian, French, I spoke years back, but I lost a bit to just to do a podcast in French and Italian. I really need to, you know, to be quite concentrated, and I can speak a little bit, but you know, it's not easy to do a podcast on those languages. They have to be a language that I am fluent, quite fluent, you know? I understand French, I can speak, but, you know, I have to be at ease, you know, with the language. So I'm going to search for those safest apps to buy online. And this list goes to 2021, so it's really... It's from this year, so it's fresh. It's a fresh list for you guys to know. It's only 10, you know, before I end the show. And, you know, I read the list of the countries that entered the show, and I'm really thankful for you guys, for the love that I get from you. I'm going to read the apps that are the safest apps for you to buy online, because it is only the third subject that it is that gets more success on these live chats. We approached the subject Seinfeld TV show, Are You Strong Enough to Be Alone? And now it is the subject Stuff We Buy Online. So Amazon, Wish is in the second place. Amazon is in the first place of the podium, you know. Let Go, I haven't heard of this one yet. I'm listening now. I'm getting to know this app now. So Rent the Runway and Cherish, like Cherish, but Cherish, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, and Poshmark. And eBay, it's quite known, well known, right? But I honestly, I don't like buying on eBay because I get confused with that app. I must control some things, and these at eBay, I can't control anything on that app. So Etsy, I don't know if you heard it. I'm reading what you're writing, but honey. And Wayfair, and yeah, that's the 10 apps for you guys, and you know, the 10 apps for you to buy online safely. But I can't promise you, you won't get disappointed with one of these apps, right? I didn't speak about Alibaba, AliExpress, you know, but you know, I spoke on another show about those apps, and some guys were talking on the chat, writing to me a message that they bought Snickers, and they were really excited to have them because they don't do them anymore. It's like my perfume that I told you about. I bought a perfume that it doesn't get do I say factored in a factory anymore? It doesn't exist anymore. So I had to buy from people who bought quite a lot of perfumes and are selling them in their stores. And so the perfume still exists in some stores. Mary Kay. I'm doing a little bit of advertising to Mary Kay, but I'm not earning anything from them. They don't give me anything. They might give after today, but I doubt it. But you know, I never received it, and I paid for it. I have the receipt and everything. I never heard from the people from who I bought the perfume, you know. And it's in AliExpress. I bought a cable, you know, an OTG, you know, like a connection to the tablet and to connect the computer and, you know, those geeky stuff. I never received, but it was only $1 or something like that, €1. And it doesn't matter. And I got the other stuff. So that's all that matters. The most expensive things I bought on AliExpress, I received them all. So I think it was an honest mistake from them. But they are a good app. They don't appear on this list. Sorry, my throat is aching. So they don't appear. So I get confused. They don't appear on the list that I told you about, but you know. And thank you. You are all so nice to me. I'm not just today. Tomorrow I'll be better. You know, tomorrow I'll be better. It's just because I have my responsibilities and I had to do the third show. But honestly, I don't think if someone had called today, I don't think I would be the same energy I was yesterday and the day before, you know. And tomorrow I think I'll be a lot better. I'm drinking hot tea for the throat, and tomorrow it'll be an amazing show. It's the last live chat, and after that I have to focus on the episodes, and maybe I'll do a show for my mom whose birthday is coming up on 17th of November. So I have a lot to do, and you know, we were listening to Baby Don't Cry, you know. I'm not crying. Are you crying? Some people are saying here, no, don't go. So, but I have to, and it's getting late here in Portugal. It's like 8 p.m. It's time to make dinner and, you know, responsibilities of a wife. So I really, really have fun talking to you. Sorry if I didn't read all your messages, and you know, but I had to read a little bit of the things that I talked about on the two shows that I did, and I really have like 10 minutes for you to call on the show for free or write messages, but you know, thank you very much for listening and for being nice to me all the time, for keeping me company and for listening to my episodes. Thank you. Thank you to all the countries that I mentioned before. I'm saying my goodbyes now. Tomorrow I'll accept the calls and I'll read all the messages, I promise. Today is just you know, a day where my throat is aching a bit and I'm drinking tea so that I can get better for the last show tomorrow. The last live show to celebrate, you know, Heart in Heart, podcast of the week on Podbean. So I guess I'll disappear just for today. And the song is perfect for that. In Excess, Michael Hutchence. Disappear. I will disappear just until tomorrow. I'll be here tomorrow and I promise I'll be real better. Okay? I'll drink lots of tea with ginger for my throat, yeah? So see you, all of you guys, tomorrow and call on show, okay? Bye-bye.